Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called The Sparrow and the Pine, a Cherokee legend adapted for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Lucy, Milo, and Isaac and their family, Penny, Stuart, and Oliver and their family, Owen and Evelyn and their family, Nathan and Caroline Krasinski and their family, Oliver and Felix M. and their family, and Finn and Nick and their family. Thank you so much, Nick, Finn, Felix, Oliver, Caroline, Nathan, Evelyn, Owen, Oliver, Stuart, Penny, Isaac, Milo, and Lucy. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. Speaking of listeners, we want to get to know you better. Stories Podcast is competing with other shows to get the most responses to a quick survey. It only takes a few minutes of your time, and you can do it straight from your smartphone. Help us out and support the show by going to wondery.com/survey and filling it out. That's wondery.com/survey. Thanks! Enjoy the episode! The Sparrow and the Pine. Long years ago, there was a quiet land in the north. It was a wild forest of the world that had not yet felt the first step of a human foot, and it was so peaceful that you could hear the chirp of every bird and the croak of every frog. The grasshopper's sunset symphony was the music of the night. The land was on the chilly side of fall, that not-yet-winter feeling of a bite to the breeze and the smell of snow in the air. The animals all prepared for winter in their own unique way. The black bear was round as the moon, sleepy-eyed and ready for hibernation. The rabbit's fur, slow as the sun, had changed from a rusty red to a pure snowy white. The birds took to their wings and soared south, fleeing the winter for warmer weather. Unfortunately, some birds were a little slower than others. As a family of sparrows made their way south through the wild forest, an early winter gale howled to life. The frigid air whip-cracked in the wind, trees were bent and branches broken, and the little sparrows struggled to stay together. The smallest sparrow of the four was plucked up by the breeze, and he spun about and tumbled away from his parents. Snowflakes began to sink from the sky and flowed round and round fast as the water in a river. The little sparrow flipped through the air, chirping madly. One second he saw the ground, the next the sky. He couldn't seem to flap his wings against the wind. Father Sparrow spread his wings and let the wind drag him down, down through the howling gale.
"Careful there," said Father, catching the little sparrow. "Now, let's go catch up with your mother and sister."
Father Sparrow flew swiftly through the winds, flapping his hardest and finally catching up with the rest of his family.
"I've got the little one," he said.
Mother Sparrow smiled at him in relief, but then a shadow fell over them all. It blotted out the sun, and then from above came a piercing cry. It was a snowy owl. One who looked hungry for a bite of sparrow.
"Get the kids out of here," Father Sparrow shouted. "I'll keep it busy."
Mother nodded and flapped hard into the wind, her young just behind her, one under each wing. Father turned and flew right at the owl, wings spread wide. The owl shrieked and dove at him, talons huge, snow swirling. At the last moment, the sparrow spiraled away, dodging the owl by inches. Or so he thought. The owl lashed with its talon, causing the sparrow a flash of pain as he flew by. The owl turned and shrieked again, soaring after the sparrow into the windy woods. "That's right," thought Father Sparrow, one wing painted with pain.
"Follow me, forget about my family."
The desperate plan worked. The owl chased the sparrow all through the night. Finally, the sparrow was able to hide in a pile of snowy leaves all bunched up by the wind. The snowy owl flew by overhead, and the sparrow fell into a deep and painful sleep, dreaming still of being chased. When the sparrow woke up the next morning, his wing was sore and sprained.
He flapped it gently, testing, and squawked when it hurt. It would be hard to fly, but maybe if the ground was clear. He pushed his way out of the leaf pile. The world was buried in snow. It was a foot thick on the ground. It sat heavy in the trees, making branches droop and creak and crackle. The sparrow realized he was too cold and too injured to fly south. He had missed his chance. All he could do was survive until spring, when his family would return. With all the other birds gone, there would be plenty of seeds to eat, so food wouldn't be a problem. He'd need someplace warm to live, though, and that would be trickier. Luckily for the sparrow, some nearby trees still had their leaves and would be warm. He would have to rely on the kindness of the forest to see him through the winter. It was his only chance. First, the sparrow hobbled over to the mighty oak tree. Oak, mighty oak, my friend among the trees, if you don't help me, I will surely freeze. I've sprained my wing and I can't fly. Won't you keep me warm and dry? Snow it falls and frost it heaves. Please let me live among your leaves. The oak tree shook itself awake and looked down at the sad sparrow. The winter with me? I'd rather not. Go find someone else to keep you out of the cold. The sparrow was hurt by this. The forest had always been friendly before. He turned away. He flapped through the cold until he came to the sturdy elm tree. It towered above him, leaves thick and warm-looking. Elm, sturdy elm, my friend among the trees, if you don't help me, I will surely freeze. I've sprained my wing and I can't fly. Won't you keep me warm and dry? Snow it falls and frost it heaves. Please let me live among your leaves. The elm tree pretended to yawn and looked down at the crooked sparrow. You want to stay here? In my leaves? No, I'm afraid that won't do at all. Move along now, little bird. Move along. The sparrow's spirit sank. Why wasn't the forest friendly anymore? He turned away. He stumbled and flapped through the cold again and again, moving from tree to tree. He asked the ash and the poplar, the hawthorn and maple. Each tree turned down the little bird until there was but one tree left to ask. Pine, gentle pine, my friend among the trees, if you don't help me, I will surely freeze. I've sprained my wing and I can't fly. Won't you keep me warm and dry? Snow it falls and frost it heaves. Please let me live among your leaves. Oh, little sparrow, friend bird, I have no leaves, only needles, but they keep the snow off well. I'd be glad to have you for the winter, as long as you can find a comfortable spot. Really? Asked the sparrow. Of course, said the pine. And the two spent the winter together, living peacefully and surviving the cold. The sparrow was grateful for a place to keep warm, and the pine tree was happy to help. It was then that the Great Spirit appeared. The Great Spirit was the creator of the forest and everything in it, and it thrived when its creations lived in harmony.
Shame on you all,
the Great Spirit said to the trees of the forest.
I've made you all tall and strong and warm. I've made you solid and dependable, and yet you turned away the little sparrow? You were given so much, and you were not willing to give anything back. As a consequence, every winter you shall lose all your leaves, so that you know the cold the sparrow felt.
The Great Spirit then addressed the pine tree.
Except for you, pine tree. You, with no leaves and only needles, took in the sparrow when no one else would. To reward you, no pine tree will ever lose all its needles again. You will be green all year round, even when the others lose their leaves.
And from then to now, the Great Spirit was right. Other trees may lose their leaves when the cold winds come, but not the pine. Never the pine. And when the last bit of snow was melted away, when spring had bloomed bright and beautiful and lifted itself to sing at the sun, Father Sparrow's family returned from the south. It was a happy reunion, and they lived happily together for the rest of their lives, nestled safely, of course, in the branches of their pine tree. The end. Today's story, The Sparrow and the Pine, was an adaptation of a Cherokee legend written by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon, with songs by us both. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and receive a thank you in a future episode, please visit patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and let us know who to thank. And don't forget to check out Kids Listen, the app we helped build, for a curated collection of kid-friendly podcasts. Just search Kids Listen on iTunes. Thanks for listening. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.